Now, you might put a if you put some sweaters, say I washed a sweater in hot water and yesterday and it
shriveled.
Yeah, okay. Lately, it seems like everyone that I've washed is
shrinks.
Okay. Now, when a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, you might say she likes to put on her best clothes. You'd say, yeah. Do you ever have a
makeup?
Yeah.
Primp up a little bit.
Yeah. Primp up? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would she carry in? What's she holding in hand? She could carry?
She'd carry a pocketbook, I guess.
Okay. And around her wrist, she'd wear
a watch.
Well, no, if it was just decorative.
A bracelet.
Okay. Now, a man would wear, of course,
a watch. Yeah, but now they don't wear that. They got these things, the same things that women wear.
That's the truth.
Okay.
I can't see any reason why.
Now, they got these things around the neck, these beads like the women wear.
Yeah, I've seen it. They call them chokers. I can't see how anybody.
They'll be wearing them. Dresses pretty soon, I believe. It ain't going to be long. Just give them another year or two. Yes, I've seen pictures of fellas carrying pocketbooks like big old snake device wear.
Yeah.
Pick up, carry around.
Yeah, well, remember back in Scotland they used to wear kilts.
Yeah.
Those little Scottish people, like men used to wear those.
Yeah, who? Somebody around there was wearing them pantyhose. Joe Namath.
That's right.
Yeah.
What about that guy? Now, a woman might wear, say, a string of a lot of little things around her neck, and you'd call that a...
Beads.
Yeah.
String of beads.
Okay. And what would men wear to hold the trousers up?
Suspenders.
Okay. And you'd hold over you when it rains, and you'd use
Use them old lumber up. You don't see too many suspenders. Now, back in a period of about... Before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And a little after, you seen a lot of suspenders on young men. Oh, that went out of style.
Mm-hmm.
And they started wearing those little skinny belts. That was back in the 40s. And then
yeah.
Now they got them just as wide. I don't believe you can get through straps right now. Straps, I get on some breeches that look like they're 3 or 4 inches long.
Yeah. Now, what would be the last thing you put on a bed in this?
The bedspread.
Okay. All right. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. Did you ever see a pillow maybe that went all the way across the bed?
Yeah. Sure did.
What do you call it? You know what it's called?
Like a bolster.
Yeah. And it just went from one to the bed.
Sure did. Some good feathers, the old pillows, back then Mom used to take them. They'd keep, like all the chickens, keep the good soft feathers around the down like on.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, nowadays they got all this styrofoam, some kind of foam or something in them.
Yeah.
But all back nowadays, this old feathers. Oh man, me and a brother getting a fight and be a little old one hand of those things. He kind of always whip up on and I'd try to tear into him, boy, they'd be feathers scattering all over. You think you look like a fox in a hen house.
Yeah. What else might you put on the bedside sheets for maybe warmth?
Well, put a lot of old quilts, and they call some of them, back in the old days, call them feather beds.
Uh-huh.
And that's just a piece of something about like you cover a mattress with, which is a lot of feathers in it. That thing, you can't hardly turn over when you get it on. Put that, and then put about 4 or 5 big quilts, these big heavy wool quilts. And I guarantee you was warm. Like I say, there wasn't no heat at night. You know, when that chimney, old fireplace went out, that was it.